Time for another Piano Puzzler. Every week, composer Bruce Adolph is here. He takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Nice to have you here. And on the line from New York City, we have not just one PT listener, we have two, Dick and Serena Levine, calling from New York. Serena, welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
Dick, great to have you.
Hi, Fred. Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
We really so much enjoy listening to the two of you. We think you're both delightful.
Yes, we do.
Oh, thank you
thank you very much.
I hope you still think that in a few minutes from now, after your Piano Puzzler.
Well, we hope so.
Yes.
Dick, what's your musical background?
I played the concertina for many years, but I'm afraid my musical knowledge is limited to the Great American Songbook. Also, Serena and I are amateur performing Argentine tango dances. So actually, I'm hoping the Piano Puzzler is Bessie is my woman now in the style of Gershwin, or maybe Stardust in the style of Astor Piazzolla.
Well, I don't...
And you're right.
Well,
we got
we'll
it already.
See.
Actually, Serena is the musical eclectic.
Well, I don't have formal training or musical education, but we both enjoy listening to WQXR, our local station. And I've been a passionate ballet and modern dance fan for many years, so I've heard a lot of classical music that way. I'm just hoping that will help.
Uh-huh. Well, you're about to find out if that will help, because Bruce is at the PT piano. Now, I don't know what's coming either, but you guys have each other to brainstorm with. But if you happen to get stuck, you can call on me and see if I can do any better.
Okay, well, we're a little nervous.
I think you'll do fine. You'll
okay.
do fine. Just relax, open your ears, let the music flow over you.
Okay.
You'll do great, okay?
Good.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler. Bruce, that was lovely.
It was beautiful, it was.
Thank you.
Serena and Dick, what do you think?
Well, I mean, it sounds very richly romantic. Is it a romantic era composer?
Certainly romantic in the more common use of the word.
Okay.
A little bit later, really.
Well, I'm a little lost. I mean, it sounds vaguely familiar. It isn't impressionistic, is it?
Well, it is.
Well, for me, that would mean either Debussy or Ravel.
Well, it's one of those two.
Oh, how many guesses do I get?
Well, right now you only need two.
All right. Well, let's try Debussy.
You got it!
All right.
Yes, Serena.
Okay.
So in the style of Claude Debussy.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's actually based on a pretty famous piece by Debussy, and I'm sure Fred knows it because he's got his hand to his nose in the way that he usually does when he knows what I just did.
Uh-huh.
There's a Claude Debussy piece that you're quoting in addition to the tune that's in
yes,
there.
Yes, that's what I mean, yes. There's a famous piece by Debussy and a well-known tune that has nothing to do with Debussy. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you can name the tune, that's sort of extra credit. If you can name the
we
Debussy tune,
credit.
That's
oh,
sort
wow.
of extra credit here.
Yeah, that's
Dick,
true.
Dick, do you have any thoughts?
I hear the melody, and I want to hum it, and I want to come up with words, but I just can't at this moment.
Okay. Do you want to hum the tune for us? Is that helping?
I know I'm going to kick myself if I don't get it, but I can't quite place it.
The melody is kind of woven in with the Debussy, so it's a little bit hard to hear, but I'm hearing a melody that goes something like, na da 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 da.
Mm-hmm.
Am I hearing that right?
I don't know if you're hearing it right, but you probably are since you sang it right.
He sang it right. Oh, well, I guess Fred gets the credit for that one.
Well, I haven't named it.
Was it popular at one time?
It was very popular, and it kind of still is, but it was really popular, I think, in the 60s.
Where have all the flowers gone?
I hope that's not a question, because that's the tune.
That's the tune. Oh, my God.
Where have all the flowers
gone? Oh, beautiful. Oh, you're so clever.
Long time passing. And this is fitting with Debussy's harmonies, which are much more complicated than the harmonies in the original tune. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. And here comes, when will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?
What a treat, we get a whole concert.
So where have all the flowers gone in the style of Claude Debussy, not only in the style of, but actually quoting and interweaving a tune by Debussy about the moon?
Claire de Lune?
Yeah.
Is that
what that is, yeah. The Claire de Lune tune, or should I say the tune? The tune from Claire de Lune is not here. The tune is by Pete Seeger, but the harmony, the chords, the progressions, the gestures, and the spacing on the piano, all of that comes from Claire de Lune.
So where have all the flowers gone in the style of Debussy, and even quoting from and interweaving Claire de Lune by Claude Debussy? Dick and Serena, thanks for playing, and for playing the Piano Puzzler this week. We'll send you a recording of a classic Piano Puzzler and an autographed copy of the music to that classic Piano Puzzler signed by Bruce Adolph himself.
That would be wonderful.
Oh, this is so much fun. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And Dick, what's your public radio station?
WQXR 105.9 here in New York City.
Dick and Serena Levine in New York, thanks so much for playing this week.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.